We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we were learning about stinginess and what stinginess could cause a person to do. When a person is, he doesn't want to give other people the things he has. He wants to hold everything for himself. So, the Chafetz Chaim had taught us last time that stinginess can cause saras, and now the Chafetz Chaim quotes the following Medrash, Vita Bifsikta. The Medrash says, Ma'ase Be'echad, the story about a person, Shayu Lo Nechasim Arbe. He had a lot of assets, Vaitana Shora, but his soul was bad, Velo Natan Tzedakah Miyamav. And he never gave charity in his life. Pamachat Nishtata, so then one time, he got into some kind of depression, he lost it, Venatale Esh Ve'etzit Babatim Shelo, and he ran around, finding all the homes he owned, all his real estate, and started putting them on fire. Venatal kaspoz avav ishlichol hayam, and then he ran and took his gold and silver and threw it all into the sea. Natal kardom, he took an axe veshavar tachaviot shel mashkim shayulo, started bashing all the barrels he had of aged wine. Migaran lo kol zot, what caused him to lose it? Al yedei shelo kibed et Hashem ad shehuncha alav, because Hashem says, honor me while I still give you wealth. You honor me, and then I'll help you with the wealth. And if not, you'll see that ultimately you yourself won't like the wealth. V'chayina v'chayina nisbav sibot la'ish ha'kilai v'tzarayin avur shelo ratza ligmol chesed u'tzdaka b'mamono. Hashem causes that when a person is stingy and doesn't want to help others with his money, ultimately his money he himself doesn't even like, and he loses it all because he didn't want to do good things with it. V'ita v'yalkut re'ei, and the Medrash says on Parshas re'ei, Heve zahir shelo timna rachamim. Be careful not to withhold your mercy from others. Shekol amoneh rachamim, whoever withholds his mercy, makish avodah zara, is compared to idol worship. Uforek ol shamayim imenu, malchut shamayim alav, and he's removing the kingdom of heaven from upon him. The Torah describes a person who simply doesn't want to give a loan for bad reasons as a person who is bili ya'al, bili ol, without the yoke of heaven. Uveyuro, the explanation is, shekilai, when a person's stingy, beyond what he should be. Remember, there's balance. We've been learning, already we learned many chapters about when you do give a loan and how you're supposed to protect yourself when you give a loan. But sometimes a person has no excuse other than that he doesn't want to give his money to other people. He doesn't want to give a loan. He doesn't want to help other people. What he's really indicating is that kol bitchono hu rak al mamono. He can't give anyone else because his whole confidence, his whole existence rests on his money. His money is what gives him a feeling of confidence in the world. Velo al Hashem. So then he's, look at how distant he is from Hashem. A person has to do normal ishtadlut. But a person can't look at his bank account and say, I can't afford it. You know, in the Guinness Book of World Records, when I was a kid, we used to read that. So there was a story about who's the stingiest person in the world. So it showed a picture of this woman dressed in rags. And it showed her picking food from the garbage. And then it wrote underneath how many millions or billions of dollars she had. She was one of the wealthiest women in the world. But she wouldn't use her own money to buy herself a sandwich. Because who knows, maybe one day she'll need that money. So they had a picture there of this woman standing there picking food out of the garbage. And underneath they told you how much money she had. So you see, stinginess really stems from a person's feeling, the only confidence I could have in the world is my bank account. How much money do I have in the bank? And that's really a person who's very distanced from Hashem. And the Torah, in allusion, alluded to this. In our parasha, the Torah said, Eloi chesef, Eloi zav, lo tasu lachem. Don't make yourself gods of gold and silver. What the Torah was saying is, don't make the gold and silver your god. People say, jokingly, that in America, they put on the dollar and God we trust. Eloi chesef, Eloi zav. The truth is, it's probably a nice thing they write in God we trust on the dollar. But
I don't trust, so I just pay cash.
Okay, Tov. But at any rate, so the Chafetz Chaim today taught us that a person's stinginess brings about the loss of his own wealth, and it's also an indication of his lack of connection to Hashem.